Hitler told us Noyach. Noyach is Sadik Tom Hoyabuday Roysov. Esola Kim is Halach Noyach. So Rashi asks the Shaila, says Ela told us Noyach, so should have said right away, Shem Chom V'Yofas. Why is it Mafsik with Noyach Ish Tzadik? So Rashi says, Hoyol V'Hiskiro Yisiper V'Shvacha, Yishenemer Zeichet Tzadik L'Vracha. Once we mentioned him, so we praise him, as it says Zeichet Tzadik L'Vracha. Dovracher L'Lamdecho She'ikra told the same Shal Tzadikim Ma'isim Toivim. That the main toldos of tzaddikim are their ma'isim tovim. That's their main children. Here, Moshe Feinstein, say for Kol Rum, he tells us what's the dimyon between children and ma'isim tovim. So he says a few nekudas over here. Number one, a person has to love his ma'isim tovim the same way he loves his children. Everybody knows that the love for children is beyond anything that one could humanly imagine. So the person who loves his children, that's the ahava he has to have for ma'isim tovim. And that involves a few points. Number one, when he does mitzvahs, it shouldn't be done with the hechra because he has to do it. He's doing it because he pashut loves pursuing the mitzvahs of Hashem. He does it out of an ahava. The same way he loves his children, he should love ma'isim tovim. Number two, a second akuda. A person should never downplay a mitzvah or his own mitzvahs. It's nothing, what I did, no real big deal. When it comes to ruchnias, even the smallest thing is a big deal. Even the smallest thing. When it comes to your own children, he does a little, oh, mamish gevaldig, you build it up, it was not ridiculous. You build them up and then you make a big thing out of it. That's why a person should be with his own ma'isim tovim. That doesn't mean you have to go around bragging, I did this, I did that. But a lot of times we don't really realize what we're doing. We don't realize what we're accomplishing. Even the smallest accomplishment should be considered a big thing. And it tells the Rosh Yeshiva, Velimei Abulav Zatzal, used to say, by grace and mentions and nishtok and kleinigkeit, by great people, there's no such thing as a trivial matter. In Dvarim Shebekdusha, if it's a thing which is important, even the littlest thing, the smallest thing, is a moridika thing. So, Zakhar Moshe, the same way by our children, we build up their actions, that's what we should do, b'negeya, our own ma'isim tovim. And number three, we put our melus into our children, we put all our efforts into them, we do anything for our children. That's the attitude that we have to have for ma'isim tovim. We have to go out of our way to be able to be Mekayim mitzvahs. Those are three nekudas. So again, number one, it should not be done out of, because we're forced to do it. It should be done out of a great ahava. Number two, we should never minimize what our ma'isim are. We should always, realize that they're big things. And number three, we have to put great amelus into our ma'isim the same way we put amelus into our children. Vayomer Hashem l'Noyach, you and your whole household should come to the teva. I saw you a tzaddik in this generation. So interesting diak over here. Until now, it mentions the word of Hashem as Elohim. Here's the first time when it says Vayomer Hashem Yudke Vavke. Why the switch to Yudke Vavke? A second akud on this pasuk. So Vayomer Hashem L'Noyach Bayatov Chol Beischa El Hateva. You and your whole household shall come to the teva. So the simple pshat in that is you and your wives and your children. That's the way. That's the simple understanding of the pasuk. But the Nitziv and his Pirish Hamik Dover is Ma'irer. So what's the chiddush of this pasuk? It already said a few pesukim before. Ubasa el hateva atov manecha v'ishtecha unisheva nechi itach. So what is exactly is being this chadash over here in boya atov v'chol beischa el hateva? So the Nitziv wants to say a chiddush that Hashem Yisborach gave Noach reshus to bring with him his havodim and any animals that he had in the household. People had domesticated animals. They used to serve them in the house. That also became a chelik from the teva. There would have been a havina to say, bring the bare minimum. Shnai Mikol Tovi Lahachyos, and for Karbanis Vizehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him over here, Boyato V'chol Beischa, anything that's necessary for your household, including Avodim, and including any domesticated animals. He had a dog, maybe, whatever purpose it was, he would bring his dog along with him. That's V'chol Beischa, even your Avodim and your behemoths. Diamond to this, the Malbim also says. The Malbim says, Mitzad, the general Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Bria. So the Noach was told to bring a certain amount of animals, a certain amount of things into the Teva. But there was also a personal Hashgach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had on Noach al Tziyochid, because Noach Motzachein Be'enei Hashem. So as that personal Hashgach, he gave him special rishus that besides what he needed, lahachyos, for the Bria in general, he also told him he could take his own personal things. And that he says, it's meduik, why here it says yud kei vav kei. Until now it said Elohim. Here it says yud kei vav kei, there was a special midas harachanim, a special mid of hashgache that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had on Noach. Vayavoyu el Noach el hateva, shnaim shnaim mikol habasa, ashaboy ruachayim. Noach took mikol habasa that had Ruach Chaim in it. So the Rishonim asked the question, how is a shayach b'derech hateva to take every single one of the Brias? You know, the Bronx Zoo has a miyuta of a chelik of animals of different meaning. It's as big as the Bronx Zoo is, or the biggest zoos in the world, but they don't have anywhere near the different amounts of meaning that are found in the world. And that's the Bronx Zoo and the big zoos. So this teva that was 300 amas long and 50 amas wide and 30 amas tall was able to hold every single min of animal in the Bria, plus it held the human beings on a separate floor, and it had the food in it, and it also had a special floor for the zevel. How's it shayach? B'derech ha-teva, it should be like that. Chazal say in Masechta Sechulin, Me'ya ve'esra minei oifes t'meyim yesh b'mizrach, v'chulon min ayohen. They only come from the min of ayah. That's 120 different species of ayah. And oifus tahiris, there's no limit to how much you could have. There's 800 different types of chagovin. That's that alone. See, and you're talking about the elephants and the lions and the tigers. It's nerve ayim. How is it shayach for them all to fit in the Torah? So you do what the Ramban says, Ramban al Torah, he says that this was an ace godel, that miut is marzik es hamerubah. There is a nes from HaKadosh Baruch, Rabbeinu B'chai says the same thing. And the Ramban is moisif to this. You'll ask me a kasha, so make it even smaller. If you're already making a nes, why did a bedavka have to be a sizable teva? Make it a small teva. So on that, the Ramban answers, either HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to make it big so that the Bnei Hador should see it. They should make a big deal out of it. And Noach is building something, And they're asking, what are you doing? That would be mefarsim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing a mabel. Or, the Ramban says, he made it big because even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes nisim, he's memayit in the nes. So it shouldn't be a total nes. So memayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be memayit in the nes, he made it a certain size. But with this size, this big teva, you had to come on to the nes of miyut marzik as a merubah. The Ran in his Pirush al HaTorah asks on the Ramban, in the Medrash Rabban Bereishis, it mentions a whole bunch of times when Miut was Marzik as a Meruba. In the Mishkan, you had Miut Marzik as a Meruba. The measurements of the Mishkan, how could it hold Gans Klal Yisrael when they came to the Azara, Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, millions of people came to the Azara. That was an ace. It doesn't mention the Teva as Miut Marzik as a Meruba. So L'fi the Ramban L'chayr, it should have been mentioned, and therefore the Ram Taka does not learn that it was with the nes of Miut Marzik as a Meruba. Agav, the Chasam Sofer writes in one of his Ksavim that we were zeichet to see Miut Marzik as a Meruba, but I don't want to talk about it because I don't want the Maligim, the Maskilim, to make fun of it. There's Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer and Maid that they came to the Chasam Sofer's yeshiva in Presburg, like two dairies after They learned by Nechsam Soif, and then they came back to visit when Nechsam Soif's grandson was there. He says, it's a Pella. By Nechsam Soif, there was a lot more Talmidim, and there was plenty of room. And two days later, there was less Talmidim, and it was more crowded. So they made that by Nechsam Soif, they had that in Pressburg, they had that nace of Miat Machzik Esamit Ruma. You don't want to talk about it, so that the Maskilim should not be misleited. But anyway, the Ron says a couple of other suggestions. Number one, he says that when Noach brought them in, they were little animals. They weren't yet fully grown. They were small in years and small in their goof. And therefore, there was room for all of them. And also, there wasn't such a tircha to give them food because they were small balei chayim, they were mistapik b'mud. They didn't really need that much food. And also, after they left the teva, because they were young, they had plenty of time to procreate different dairies. That's one suggestion that the Ran says. Another suggestion he says, which I still am not, it's not oil al-sikhli, he says that even though it says there were three floors for the teva, it's you talking that he really made more floors, but three is like a minimum. Tachtim, shniim, shlishim, maybe they were, but still, if the measurements of the teva were the same, still hard to fathom how exactly. But those up the Ran. Vayomer Hashem al Noach, boy ator v'chol beischa el ha-teva. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayakel asks a question. Couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu save Noach in a different way? He could have brought him to one place in the world, you know, where there wouldn't be a marble. He could have brought him to Eretz Yisrael where there was no marble. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do anything. By Gideon, you find when Gideon, when he went out to war to lead Klal Yisrael Mocham against Midian or whatever, so he asked the Malach, give me a simon. You know, he asked for two simonim. It should be wet on a shearings of wool, and right next to it, it should be dry. And when that happened, he says he wants to be the exact opposite. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. He can make over here there's a marble, and over here there isn't a marble. So why was it necessary with Afka to do it in such an oifen? So the Zohar HaKadosh says, a pachad de gezach. Elo, kivon de mechabla nochas li'alma. When destruction comes down on the world, someone that does not close himself off to save himself, and he's out in the open, he's mechayev misa, because he didn't take care of himself. You find a similar thing by Makas Bechayris. Rashi brings down over there, kivon shnit l'mashas rishus, it's hayrik toivim imran. So it's the same thing over here. Now, once it was given Rishus for there to be destruction on the world, it could only come about, the saving can only come about if a person hides himself in a hidden place. That's not an hug of the Bria. So Mechel Feinstein, going to Mechel Feinstein, the Chetzadik Levroche, he said over from his Rebbe, I'm going to Chetzadik, Rabbi Yeruchim Levavit, the Chetzadik Kodesh Levroche. Rabbi Yeruchim said, and this was about 90 years ago, Rabbi Yeruchim said that by him it's no suffix that their generation is worse than the Dor HaMava. This is 90 years ago. 90 years ago, he says it's no suffix by him that the generation is worse than the Dor HaMava. And Eivazoi, there's a gzera of Hashchosa on the world, and the only way to do it is if we hide ourselves in a place. What's the place to do it? The yeshivas, the Bata Knesias, the Bata Midrashas. Yesh Oimrim, the insular Yiddish Shtub with his Kiddusha, that they're isolated from the world, that also is a place to hide yourself from the Tumah and from the Hashchosa that goes out into the world. The Altif in the Vardik also said, the Rambam says, that Derech Riyosi Shalodam, that he's Nimshech, Achareya V'chadeirav. That's the Derech. The person's influenced. L'fichach, he has to be Mishabat Tzadikim, and sit by Chachamim always in order to learn from their actions and stay away from Rishon. And if, let's say, you had bad people and they don't allow him to sit in his Medina in a peaceful place with Tzadikim, and they only allow him to be there if he hangs out with them, so he has to go out in the Ma'oris or the Midbariyais. He has to go out into caves and into Midbar, Yeshu Levada Yechidi. So he said, Alta from the Vardik said that the only place that's considered midbariyos and caves today, that is to be miyasid, yeshivas, mekayim b'satayra, and Heligim Akoimis, that's the only way to hide out. When the Satmar Rebbe, the Kesadim of Kodesh Lerach, was by the Chazon Ish, and he told him about this Rambam, what do we do today? So the Chazon Ish answered, buying yeshivas, buying yeshivas, buying yeshivas. That's the ace in Baruch Hashem. You know, we see that mitoich this tumah. You see, mamish, how there's a flourishing of Torah like not shayach. It's beyond what's going on today in the kollelim and yeshivas and everywhere. It's lo yom kippur super. That's the yisoid. That's the ma'oris that we find today. The etzem hayoyim hazeh bo noyach v'shem v'chom v'yefes b'nei noyach v'eishes noyach u'shloishes n'sheibonav itam al ha'teva. So Rashi says over here, the Torah teaches us that the people of his generation said, if we see him going into the Teva, we're going to break it and we're going to kill him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go be'etzem hayayim hazeh, in the middle of the day, in front of everybody, you'll see they won't be able to do a thing. So if Yaakov Kamenetsky zatzal, and the Sefer is ma'over, you see from over here, if they wanted to kill him, they wanted to break the Teva. If they wouldn't believe in the Teva, they wouldn't believe in this model, well, why would they have to kill him? They think he's crazy. Right? Why kill him? Teretz says they did believe it. And Afal Pi Ken they wanted to kill him. So Zokt Reb Yamkiv, that when you see something like this, it should be Ma'oros with Pachat. You see, it's shaykh for a person to believe there's a model coming. And he believes that there's going to be destruction. And he believes that Noach is going to be the only one that saves. Gets saved. The Afal Pikein, he's not willing to do tshuva. He saw a Rangatan in his Yetzahara. He's so blinded by his taiva that he knows it's true, but he's not going to change himself. Elamai what? To see that Noach doesn't get it, to kill Noach and to break up his taiva. Over, it's a pachad, because that's how strong the Yetzahara can get a hold on a person. The saying in English is, no one is blind as the one that refuses to see. If a fellow is Isaiah Rangatan and Taiva, he's not willing to change. He refuses. The emes is in front of him. He knows the emes is there. And yet, you know, he refuses to see the emes. Vayikach shem v'yefes es ha-simlum. So vayochel noyach isha adama, noyach. He defiled himself, he planted grapes, and he got drunk. Vayikach shem v'yefes es ha-simlum. So Rashi points out, Vayikru ein ksiv kan. It doesn't say vayikru, el vayikach. Loshin yachid. It teaches me that shame is the one that was nisamis b'mitzvah more than yefes. And memele, mida keneged mida, the children of shame were zeichet to a talus of tzitzis, and yefes was zeichet to kfura in the times of Melchemes Goyg Magoi. Goyg Magoi comes from, Goyg Melech Magoi comes from yefes. It says over there that in a pasuk in Yecheskel, etein legoik sham mokum kever. I'll give him a place of burial. So you have to understand what's the meaning of kfura for yefes, what shaykhs have with covering his father, and what does the talis have shaykhs with shame. So Zalman Soroskin in the Sefer Oznayim LaTorah, he explains that the mitzvah of tzitzis, when we were given the mitzvah of tzitzis, we were also memela given a guarantee that we're going to have clothing, right? You can't have tzitzis without clothing. So memela, we will guarantee that we're going to be able to cover ourselves up based on a pasuk a medrash says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of makkah and mezuzah, he guaranteed we're going to have houses. When he gave us the mitzvah of milah, he guaranteed us we're going to have b'nei zachar. When he commanded us on tzitzis, he guaranteed us we're going to have begotten. So it comes out, when tzitzis was promised over here to shame, there's also haftach, he's going to have begotten to cover himself. So because he covered his father, mele he was zeicha, a guarantee, mida keneged mida, that he's going to have a covering of a talus with the tzitzis that go with it. Same thing with yefes. Yefes was also zeicha to a covering. So covering of the guf. Zokt, Rizalman Sirotskin, here you see that two people could do the same mitzvah, but if their rotzen and their islahavas is different from each other, it could be mikotze lakotze. Shame that did the mitzvah with chius, he did it with a livelihood, he was zeichet to a veged shel chayim, a covering of people that are alive, a talus shel tzitzis, with the tzitzis. Yefes did it as a taitlach. He did it without any emotion, without any feeling, without any ruachayim. He was also zaycha to a covering, but a covering of the dead. Tzveitens, he says, mida keneged mida. Shem did it with zrizus. So he was zaycha to the talis of tzitzis b'shas matan Torah. Zrizus magdim in lemitzvah. By matan Torah already, he was zaycha to his covering, the mitzvah of tzitzis with the talis. Goyg and Magog is besoif kol hayomim. Ba'achras hayomim, he's going to be zoichit way at the end of time. Was pshat, he wasn't zoris, memeila, he was talking makayim the mitzvah. But he's not zoichit in the same way that shame is. And that shows us that a mitzvah is like a seed that you plant. And the way the seed is, that's the way the payers are. That's exactly the way the payers are. Vayhi kol ha'aretz, sofa achas udvorim achodim. The whole land was one language and united in one cause. They all got together, they wanted to build a migdal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let me go down and see, and I'll be mevala esfasim. There's a man d'amar in the Yerushalmi in Megillah that says that they spoke 70 different Lashainas. L'chadchila. Before the Maisa of Baal, they spoke 70 different Lashainas. The question is, other rabbi, from the pashtus of the psukim it's mashma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one, Ashali Ishmu Isha Svas Reyehu, he is the one that made that they shouldn't hear each other, right? Later on it also says, Hava Nerda, the Navla Sham Svasam. It's mashma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that mixed up their languages, but until then, they all spoke the same language. So Rav Shimon Schwab says, maybe the Kipshat over here. Maybe the Kipshat. Shimon Schwab says, there's different kinds of languages. There's a language of words, and there's a language of ideas. Language of words where people, they make up common words. The Chachamim of a certain country, they live in a certain area, and then they make up different words to represent different things. That's the language of words. But there's also a language of ideas, common ideas. Different countries, because of their different ways of life. So the people are used to a certain way of living, so the situation creates that they have common ways of dealing with things, and that's a common language in cause, so they could understand each other according to their way of life. Person from Poland doesn't understand the ways of Italy. Person from Italy doesn't understand the ways of Hungary. They have different nisyanis, they have different challenges, but people of the same min, of the same country, there's an understood language where they understand each other. Lamarshall, a parent understands the needs of his child, even if the kid can't speak. Right? A parent already, there's a common language over there, lavdavki in lishainis, but in thought. So this man, Dhamma, learns pshat. It means that they believed in the koyach of man. If we get together and we're misached and we become one big family, we're memela going to understand each other. And memela, we don't need a bari yayla, we don't need a creator, we don't need a rabbinah shalayla. We understand each other, we'll help each other, and we'll snap it up. And what do we need a higher force for? This was the terrible chait of the Dar HaFlogin, right? And this was their aveir. They wanted to totally disassociate from Hashem. And that's why it doesn't say befeirish that they were even having the zare or they isolated Hashem. The very fact that they wanted to be misached and worship the strength of man and have a common language, well, I already understand what you need, you already understand what I need, we'll help each other, maybe we don't need a higher force. That was the problem what they wanted to do. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Hava novla es fosam. Taishra of Schwab, novla is from the word of novellas, drying out. A novella dries out. Novellas, a fruit that dries out, is novellas. Let us dry out this common language that they have. So it says, hava nerda. Whenever it says nerda, means the Shechina comes down. And he introduced in each one a little bit of a hasoga and fear of the Shechina. So that already ruined everything. Because the whole plan that they had was to unite and not need a Bayre Yailam, and this was their common language, the power of man. In a way, that was communism. Communism, you know, we don't need, that's why communism also, they didn't believe in a Bayre. Diggers to work, we'll do the work, we'll build the commune, work, no higher forces. In a way, this was like communism, become one big community, one big family. We share a common language. We could already take care of everything that we need. We don't need a higher force. Havaner, the Hashem went down. He introduced a little bit of Hashros Hashchina there. And that sort of like dried out their language. And the male, they spread apart. They didn't have that common language anymore. That's the way Rishwab teaches. Al ken karishmo bovel, kishom bovel Hashem, svas kol ha'aretz. What does that mean? He mixed into their language a little bit of a hasog of HaKadosh Baruch. As I teach Rishwab. I just want to finish off. My Zoy Shabbos, Einikul of my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Chaim Stein, Yudalei Levine, he brought me a sefer from Rav Chaim Stein. They just put out on Sefer Bereishis. They put out pamphlets over the last year or two. Every year they put out pamphlets, and now they put it together in a sefer. They added, so I saw over there, it says, he brings down on the Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem l'noyach, Bo atovachol deischa el hateva. You and your whole household should come into the table. So Shishiva writes, the inyan kavonas hatfila, one should be mechanach his bias to come into the word. What does that mean? To daven mitoy chesider. In other words, not to stam daven baal peh. If you daven mitoy chesider, to be ma'ayin in the oisiyas, and it's mashma from his lashon. It says over there in the sefer, not stam to read it out of the siddur, but to enter into the word. To mamish be machmas yourself into the word. And he writes in his diary, he says, lately I've been trying to point to every word in the Siddur, and Baruch Hashem, I see a tremendous te'elas. And he says, he saw this remez in a sefer, bo el ha-teva, come into the teva, enter into the teva by looking at it, and you'll be saved from the mabul, from the bilbul ha-deis of Hashavis. Because our mind plays tricks on us during Shemoneh Esrei, as everybody knows. You know, the mind has a way of making you travel to who knows where. You know, Yisachar Fran said over years ago, said over a Moed Kemaisa. There's a guy davening in a minyan in Flatbush, middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he lights up a cigarette, smokes a cigarette, he takes a puff and a cigarette, he throws it down. Afterwards, they asked him, and Shuldiks, but Adkidei Kachi, such a Valtaiva for a cigarette, that in middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you have to smoke a cigarette. So, I'm so embarrassed. What happened? He was going to Chicago that day for a business thing. And in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he was already in the airport, and he was ordering his ticket. So they asked him smoking or not smoking. So he couldn't answer because he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So he took out a cigarette to show them smoking. So he knew he was in Shemoneh Esrei, but he was mamela in the airport, and he had to answer them, you know, in such a way. There's a bilbul of machshavas. So on that he says, bo'el ha'teva, and that way you'll be saved from the mabul of machshavas that strike you. It's yedua, and it brings down over there from the Eben Shlom, this is a yedua, the keremes from the gra. He says, a tikkun from machshavas. In the middle of the tefillah, he says, there's a remez in Megillah's Esther. Ubevoyo lefnei hamelech, Omar im ha-sefer, Yoshev machshavtoi hara. When you come in front of the king, and you say it with the sefer, so the outer machshavas, they go away. So my Rosh Yeshiva said that he found that it's a tremendous teyelas to read out of the siddur, and that's a ma'idik teyelas for kavona by tefillah. A guten Shabbos, everyone.
This word...